Okay, well, what it'll look like, 100 acres under glass. That in turn will equate to 350 people, labourers, electricians, infrastructure people, ongoing jobs for as long as the company remains there. Construction will begin in June this year. It'll take around about 12 months for them to put the infrastructure in place. And on the shortest day of the year, 2017, they will begin planting. And in that next 12 months after that, they'll start building the second stage, and that'll go on for the next 4 years. It's gigantic for our community, and to say we're excited is an understatement.
Mayor Emerson says the company's name is Nectar Farms. There was a Nectar Farms registered in Australia on January 12 this year, but the mysteries around it are yet to be revealed.
They have experience in hydroponics businesses. What they do away from our community, I'm not sure.
You mentioned cucumbers will be the main game, but there are opportunities for other vegetables.
I understand along the way it might progress to growing other things, but primarily right now it's a cucumber company.
And where will they end up? I'm guessing there'll be a lot of logistics and transporting the produce.
Yeah, well, they tell us that every night there'll be a couple of B doubles full of cucumbers once they get them up and growing, heading off to Melbourne.
Just for domestic
I
consumers?
think there's a bit of both, but it'll mainly be to the markets.
Does it need a lot of water, this operation?
I understand it doesn't need a lot of water, but we have the Wimmera-Mallee pipeline actually in the paddock right where it's being built. I understand they don't need a lot of water, but they do need some.
Okay, it's a very kind of open description. You would know water's quite a sensitive topic at the moment,
Sure.
so you must have an idea of what that figure is.
Well, I don't, but I know that we've got plenty of water within our community through the Wimmera-Mallee pipeline. They'll actually recycle some of that water back into their system, which will take the pressure off the amount of water that they've got to purchase.
So they will have an allocation. Do we know what the allocation is?
Well, I can't tell you what the allocation is at the moment. We've only just been guaranteed by Grampians Wimmera-Mallee Water that water will be made available to them.
Victoria isn't known for its cucumbers. In fact, about 85% of Australia's continental cucumbers are grown in Geraldton, Western Australia. Stawell is known for gold mining, and as Mayor Emerson is showing me, this huge glass house will be just a few kilometres away from ongoing mining operations, just east of the township. It will also be surrounded by farm lifestyle blocks.
Okay, so we're looking at here a big paddock, essentially.
Yeah, we're at the Leviathan Road land where they'll develop their first 25 acres of their hydroponics business.
I can see a property. It looks like maybe horses.
And there is, and there's a house there, and that's been purchased by the hydroponics company. The hydroponics company have campaigned all of the people in the near vicinity of where they want to put it, and everybody is pretty happy about it all. And if you like, I'll show you some of the other closer residences.
So is that something the company is hoping to do, is to buy up some of the residential properties?
Oh, I would imagine that'll be part of their program, yeah. They'll need more land than what they've got at the minute.
Have you looked into things like noise pollution or obviously a lot of trucks coming and going?
That's been discussed by the company with the people who will be in the vicinity. We don't believe that there'll be any problem with it at all.
There's been a lot of controversy over that region in terms of mining.
Yep.
Does the community get a say in whether this development goes ahead?
It'll go out there to the community, and no doubt there'll be some people in the community that may not like the idea. That's probably about as far as it will go. We've done a lot of research with the people in the near vicinity, and we haven't found anybody yet that's not happy with the development.
At this stage, Mayor Emerson says no taxpayer dollars have been allocated to the development.
At the moment, it's being totally financed by the Nectar Farms company.
This is going ahead with or without the state government?
Yes.
What do you hope for from the state government?
Oh, look, we've had some discussions with the state government about putting in some funding. They're still looking at it and considering it. We're very hopeful that it will come to a fruitful end. They just haven't made a decision just yet.
Is this how that political game works? Why would they give money if it was going to go ahead anyway?
I think they'd be foolish if they didn't. People will be looking for the state government to support 350 jobs.